Number 20. When a big ship is in very rough sea, it has to be able to bend a little, otherwise it may break in two. If one end of the ship is on the top of one huge wave, and the other end is on the top of another, with the middle of the ship hanging in between, or if one huge wave comes up under the middle of the ship, leaving the two ends hanging, the ship's own weight will break its back if it's quite stiff. To make a big ship elastic enough to avoid this danger, it has joints where the sections of the ship come together above the waterline, and these joints open and shut slightly as the waves lift one section of the ship or another. This is enough to save the ship from breaking into pieces. One day, a sailor was walking along a passageway in a big ship during a storm when he was surprised to see a boy sitting comfortably in a chair at the end of the passageway, which was opposite one of the ship's joints. The boy had a bag of nuts beside him, and every time the ship was lifted by a wave and the joint opened, he put a nut in it. As the ship came down again, the joint closed and cracked the nut gently but firmly. The boy then took it out and put the next one in as the joint opened again.
One. What does a big ship have to do when it is in a very rough sea? Two. If one end of the ship is on the top of one huge wave, and the other end is on the top of another, with the middle of the ship hanging in between, what will happen to the ship if it is quite stiff? Three. Why does a big ship have joints? Four. What do these joints do? Five. Where was a sailor walking during the storm in this story? Six. What was he surprised to see? Seven. What did the boy have beside him? Eight. What did he do? Nine. How was the nut cracked? Ten. What did the boy do then?